Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this special episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, broadcasting live from Seattle, Washington. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate your presence as always. If you are new to this special show, I share information with you that is also found on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. That is where I post astrology updates, energy insights, spiritual book reviews, affirmations, all kinds of good stuff. So check that out. And also get on the email list because I release my books first through the email list, and everyone who's on there will receive special discounts and exclusive offers. So be sure and sign up. Today's show came through from Spiritual Guidance as a necessity right now. I am talking with many of you through one-on-one astrology sessions about money, abundance, and financial energy. That theme is coming up repetitively, and I know that it's not just you, it's global. It's the shifts that are happening in the world right now, how we are transforming our lives, our choices, our belief systems, our understandings of energy. It's big, and money is affected. Many of you are having concerns around money. Things feel tight. There's a pinch happening. Visually, I see it as that very middle point of an hourglass, where it's the thinnest, the most cramped. Energies are changing. Things are transforming in really big ways. It can bring up our fears. It can bring up concerns and wondering if we're going to be okay. It's also connected to our fears around survival. Am I going to be able to pay my bills? Can I take care of my mortgage? Will I have food on the table? These are some of the very real concerns that are on your minds. This is what I'm going to address in this show. I want to share with you my own story, my own recent story, and I want to give you a perspective that is empowering and that will help you understand the bigger picture as well as your power within everything. That is essential to connect to. So I'm going to get started with that in just a moment, but really quick, I'd like to give you an update on some of the recent topics and shows that have been on so that you can check them out. Just a few days ago on Wednesday, I did a show about the spiraling energies of 2013. Take a listen to that because it talks about the energies as they will continue to unfold throughout the rest of this calendar year, as well as some of the themes on what is coming up. And then next Wednesday, I'm going to talk about creating your new soul experience, which is related to the show today and related to spiraling energies of 2013. So all of these topics are connected, and I think that as you listen, you're going to get your own aha moments, and you're going to put together some things that will make you feel peaceful, calm and in control. At least that is my intention, my friends. So that is why I do these shows and why I share so much with you freely and openly. For those of you who are brand new to the program, I have been doing this show for over a year now. Every episode is free and downloadable on iTunes. There is a global listening base to this program, of which I am very grateful. And I am an author, an astrologer, intuitive. I read energy, and I put that all under the umbrella of spiritual teacher because I share a lot of information, and I like to empower you to understand your own energy better. So that is my intention with every episode, and I am excited to get started with this show. I'm going to take a quick drink of water, and then we're going to start talking about the energies of money and abundance. Thank you. Now, I like to start with a little bit about my own personal experience around this. Just recently, I was working in a corporate job where I had maybe 20 to 25 hours a week, and I made six figures. I made a lot of money and worked part-time. I manifested that opportunity. It came to me, and I was very grateful for it. However, I started to feel quite heavy and burdened by the energy in that role. It did not connect with me. It felt limiting. I felt held back. But at the same time, I was grateful for the money, for the opportunity to develop certain skills. There was a lot of good in that situation. But my energy was sinking. And I realized that I am not supposed to be in a position where my energy sinks. That is not the best use of my time. That's not the best use of my skills. That is not the best use of my life. Because every day when we're doing a job, that is our life. Do you know what I mean? Every day we are living our lives. We are creating our lives on a daily basis. How we spend each day is how we spend our life. And I slowly realized that my sinking energy was a huge signal to me that there was something better waiting, that I didn't need to stay in a position that brought my energy down. And it got to the point where I didn't even want to open emails. I mean, what a signal that is. It's not professional. It's not the way you want to approach something. But that was a huge wake-up call for me that I am making great money, and I'm doing this work, and a part of me feels like, oh, I should just stick with it. I should just hang in there. I wanted to play it safe for a while until I realized the fact that I felt so low doing this job, there was no longer a reward. The money wasn't the reward anymore. And I knew I deserved better. I also knew that something better was waiting for me. I planned to leave this job. I set aside money. I made those practical, reality-based decisions. And I also knew that if I could manifest an opportunity where I was making six figures for working part-time, that energy would go with me forward. We tend to think that the energy or the money in a situation is in someone else or within an organization or in a company or in a role. But it's not. That energy is you. It's connected to you. And so I knew that whatever I did next, that energy of abundance and financial flow would go with me. And I affirmed that for myself. I built that into my belief system that I am powerful and my energy goes with me. It is not tied to this role. It is not tied to a job that does not uplift me. And I refuse to live that way. It's really what I think, because I believe that every day holds so much potential for us and that we're here to enjoy our lives, to make the most of opportunities, to share our energy in the highest and best possible way. And I strongly believe, not only for myself, but for you, that you are here to do the same thing. When we are in a role or in a position and we're getting good money, you know, we can validate it for ourselves, right? Or even if we're not being paid well, we can validate it for ourselves and say, oh, well, I should do this for now. It makes sense for now. And yes, that is true. Every situation is different. So obviously I'm being a little bit general here. But be aware of the golden handcuffs, which is where you feel tied to something because of the money or because of the payoff, instead of understanding that that energy goes forward with you. It stays with you. But you have to claim it. And that's why when you leave a job or a job is ending or you're in a transition, you can feel insecure, scared, very uncertain. You know, all those big fears come up because you're thinking that the money and your financial flow is tied back to what you just left. And it's not. It's connected to you. You are the flow. You are the energy. You are the source of that abundance. But you have to claim it. Integrate it into your energy system, into your energy field, and own it. And that's often where people struggle the most, is that they're afraid to own it. It's interesting because all of the fears and beliefs that are on this planet, usually at their core level, are rooted in self-worth. We think we have to be a certain status, a certain level, a certain place to be worthy of something, or that we have to do something to be deserving. This, again, is quite specific to each individual, and I'm using some broad strokes here. But the root of this is understanding that you are worthy of abundance because you are abundance. And part of coming and being on this planet is questioning that. It's built into the experience. You will question your worth. You will question money. You will question what you're supposed to do next at times. That's just part of the experience. And it's also where you have the power of choice, where you choose what your energy is, what your experience is, what your beliefs are. So when I was getting ready to leave this high-paying job, I knew that that money, the energy of abundance, was going to come with me, and that if I could create an experience of abundance in one position, in one job, I could create it in another job. And not only could I recreate it, I could expand it. So if I'm making six figures in this role, well, I can go forward and not only make six figures in the next role, I can make seven figures or eight figures. Why not? Why not? This is how I think about it. This is how I open up to possibilities, to unlimited flows of abundance, to understanding my own power, to owning it, knowing that I deserve it, and that I have to choose that perspective. Nobody else can choose it for me. In our professional lives especially, we're conditioned to look for validation and recognition from a manager, a boss, a superior. Yes, that's part of the experience. Yes, that's quite normal. But you also have to give that to yourself. And when you do that, you are building up that inner core of trust, faith in yourself, your ability to figure it out, the fact that you will always have your needs met. And I've said this in other shows, but I am someone who requires that from my spiritual team. And I require it from God, Source, the universe. I am very strong in that understanding that my needs will always be met, that there will always be not only food on the table, but enough to give and donate to a food bank, to charities, to any organization that connects to my heart. My perspective is that there is always more than enough. What is your perspective? When we're going through these tightening and pinchings of our wallet, there's some very important pieces of information to look at. For many people, they're really focused on the tangibles, as you should be. Now, I love money. Money is great. There is nothing wrong with it. I come from a place of we need it. It's part of our experience here on the planet. It's a tool. It is something that we use daily. We need it to pay our bills, to buy food, to put gas in the car. It's essential. We don't live in a barter society. In fact, I believe, too, that God invented money and that money is important. Now, at the same time, money is neutral. Money doesn't show up in your wallet with agendas or with feelings or emotions. You are the one who takes a blank slate, let's say it's a $100 bill, and you apply your emotional energy to it and your values to it. So when there is a lot of flow, a lot of abundance, things are awesome and you're fired up and you're able to walk into a store and buy any cute outfit you want, you feel good, right? Because you have money, you have flow, it's there, nothing to worry about. But then when the digits go down in your bank account or things aren't showing up or you don't know where that flow is going to come from, what energy do you then apply to money? And this is one of the keys, my friends. This is what you have to look at in yourself. When money is being, when it's tight, what emotions come up for you? That right there is what needs your attention. That is the energy that needs to be shifted. So we can look at the fears around money, the fears of not having money, you know, the lack, the poverty consciousness energy. Look at that for yourself. And look at where that stems from. And it might not just be this lifetime. It could be lifetimes and lifetimes of poverty or debt or something in your energetic aura that is creating this imprint, creating this belief. And this is what needs to be shifted and changed for yourself. This is where you understand where you have the ability to create a more powerful perspective on money, a more powerful perspective on money. It's where you can look at it and say, okay, I have a fear that I'm not going to be able to pay this bill. And I've had this fear all my life. I grew up in a family that had these fears or were, and we live paycheck to paycheck, you know, whatever your situation is. And then I've just unconsciously accepted this as a way to live life. And I've never devoted energy to changing it around. Well, now I'm going to devote energy. I'm going to change this perspective around. I will always pay my bills. I will always have financial flow coming in. I will always have access to everything I need to support my highest possible experience. So when you have these fears come up around money, those are trigger points, and it's giving you valuable opportunities and how to shift it. But the choice is yours, as with everything. The choice is yours and how you will move forward next and what you will choose next. In my one-on-one astrology sessions with you, we talk about more specifics. We look at this stuff more. We dive into where it stems from. And I've had many people break through their own barriers to see where these belief systems stem from and the bigger picture, you know, like the roadmap ahead that shows you, okay, this is the lesson right now, but coming up in the next few months, things are going to loosen and open up. I'm doing a lot of these sessions right now because I know that people need it, and I've kept them very affordable. It's only $33, and that's because I want you to have access to this understanding. I want you to feel empowered. I want breakthroughs for you and to get it and to turn the energy around. That's one of the ways that I support you, is by making sure that I can be at a price point where you get what you need at an affordable value. So I just want to let you know that that is one option. If you're feeling stuck with any of this, we can look at it. And it's also important to know that you always have the opportunity to choose a new perspective. Nothing's in stone. None of these belief systems are solid and in place forever, unless you choose that. Money is neutral. Humans are not. Money is neutral. Humans are not. So understand that it's you who is creating this reaction or experience of money. And what's really cool is that you are the one who can turn it around, who can elevate it, who can see it from a new perspective, and who can find greater levels of empowerment with it. Look at the past, 10, 15, 20 years. Have you always had a home? Have you always had a way to pay your bills or get food, even when things were tough or tight? I know that many people who listen to this show are identified as light workers, spiritual seekers, indigos, mystics. You have an understanding of energy. You understand the bigger picture. And then money can be one of these areas that trips you up or just is a part. Actually, I like to see it as one area of life where there's more of your power to claim. This is we know this is a time of huge shifts on the planet. We know that many of us are moving through some big life changes, some big soul changes that can't even be perhaps quantified. Money is a part of that, and it's one of the ways that we're upgrading our lives. That's why this is happening. That's actually the purpose of this, is to see where you can upgrade your experience with finances, where you can open up and trust more, where you can follow a new inspiration or path, even if it seems crazy and nobody else is doing it. When you're getting those messages or you're feeling those nudges and hints, that is from your spiritual team, your spirit guides, angels, guidance. That is direct wisdom from your soul. And it's up to you what you choose, what actions you take, and if you follow it. But now is the time to trust these messages even more. And it does take a leap of faith, and it can be scary. I get that. I completely understand, because it's part of the human experience. It's just going to be part of it as we shift and move into this new way of living. We're also elevating money, finances, and how we give and receive. We're elevating all those flows from third dimensional perspective up to a fifth dimensional understanding. And the fifth dimensional understanding, all about unlimited flows, open financial channels, receiving and giving effortlessly, living from a place of trust and faith and joy and excitement, having that carry you forward. A fifth dimensional experience of money will match your vibration effortlessly and gracefully. The energy will show up to meet you where you are. In a third dimensional perspective, we're feeling the need to prove ourselves, to demonstrate, to play a certain role. It's a little bit of a smaller, it's definitely a smaller energetic experience, but it's just a different way of understanding money. I guess the easiest way to sum it up is that you have to do something in order to receive. But in the fifth dimensional perspective, it's much more open and fluid, and it's effortless. You're doing what you love, and you're receiving, and you're not worried. It's living from a place of greater trust, joy, and love for yourself, for your skills, for your gifts. So for those of you who are looking at the road ahead, or you're in a transition point, and you're wondering about a paycheck and financial flows, your spiritual team has answers for you. You are already being guided. Are you listening? Are you trusting? Are you following what is coming through? You're not high and dry. You're not lacking unless you're unconsciously choosing that. So this comes down to responsibility as well. What are you choosing? And are you taking responsibility for your gifts? Are you taking responsibility for your talents? Are you following what you really, really want to do? Are you staying in a fixed role? Are you playing it safe? Where are you keeping yourself small? And these are the questions to look at right now. The energy for the rest of this year is going to speed up. It's almost like I'm getting the visual of if you take one step forward, it could be the equivalent of five steps. It's just about taking and following that next path and going for it, knowing that you will be supported and you will have what you need. Now, I'm a realist and I'm practical, and I get it that the fears come in and that there are perhaps those phases you move through where you're really worried about something, a bill being paid or something the kids need. And I get that, and I feel that it's important to just honor yourself, to say, okay, I'm just really scared, or I don't know how this is going to come together, but I know that it will. If you need to go there, I'm a big supporter of just going there. Just let it out. When you let the fear out, it literally can move out of you. It can breathe and be released. And that's perfectly acceptable, and it's okay, and then it passes and it's gone. So if that's coming up for you, it's okay. Don't hold it in, though, and that's where we start to tighten ourselves. We create our own constraints. Release it, whether that is writing it out, talking it out with a friend or a trusted person in your life, crying it out, whatever you need to do, just get it out, because you don't want it constraining your energy. Allow it to move and to breathe, and then return to that place where you are trusting and you're aware of your own power, and you're saying, I will always have exactly what I need every day, even if I don't know. I trust God, Source, the universe will always provide for me. And this is important to know, because you do set the energy of it. Going back to my own experience, when my energy was so low that I couldn't even look at an email, I had to take the steps to change that for myself. So I did. I looked at the emails. I did my duties. I, honored my commitments and such. And then I also knew, Molly, it's time to move on. Both the fear and the excitement, right? That healthy balance of, oh my gosh, I know what's coming next, and oh my gosh, I don't know what's coming next. I felt that. I got really excited about what I would be creating next and the next dream I would be going after. That is how I live my life. That is what I shared with you in my spiritual memoir, The Art of Trapeze, is that I believe in multiple dreams to create all the things we can do. There isn't just one. There are unlimited ways we can create and share our energies. And so I got excited about what I could create next. And I planned for it, and I put things together, and I got it going, and wow, there's some big things coming, and I'm excited to share it with you here before the end of the year. But that's what's happening, and that's because I generated that energy, and that's what you can do too. That's what we all have the power to do is we generate it. We generate that energy. We create it for ourselves, but we have to choose it. So I knew that when my energy was sinking, the money I was making was not good enough because I want the full meal deal. I want not only to have wonderful flows of abundance, but I expect and need high vibrating energy to guide me every day. That's it, nothing less. Why? Why would I ever want anything less? Why would you want anything less? You don't. You want what you want, right? You want that top shelf, 100% awesome life experience based on your dreams and your heart and your soul and what speaks to you. And that's how I live, and that's how I will continue to live. And that is the commitment I made to myself. So I left this job, and it felt really great to not have to worry about emails or those responsibilities anymore. And as I moved forward, I allowed that high vibrating energy to guide me every day. This is the power we have right now. It's new. It's something that if you haven't experienced before, it can seem scary. But it's so important right now because we're supported, and the only way you find that out is by going for it. So I really want you to go for it, and that's what I help people do in these astrology sessions, the one-on-one conversations that we have. I help you tune into the bigger picture of what's happening, a timeline, how to go for it, how to make it real for yourself, what the deeper issues are, all of that. Now, astrologically, this energy is coming through Saturn and Scorpio right now. Scorpio energy is about resources. It's about things we share with others. Certainly it's money, but it's a bigger picture of energies that we share with others and what we merge together, the commitments we make to our energies and to others' energies. Saturn in Scorpio is about responsibility for our own energy and how we're using it with others. It is also a revealer of truth. It's revealing where we're giving away our power and where we have the potential to claim new levels of power. This theme is also coming through with Pluto in Capricorn, and where we're giving away our authority and where we have the potential to claim new levels of authority. And these two are highlighting this theme for us. And yes, it can feel uncomfortable, and yes, you might not enjoy it. It might not be that wonderful, wonderful experience, but we are gifted with the perspective that we hadn't seen before, meaning you're seeing now where you've given away your power around money. That's what it comes down to. This theme is helping you clear out and clean out what needs to go. And it does have that all or nothing energy to it. I don't even feel a halfway point. It really is an all or nothing. You can't muddle it down anymore. It's time to make these powerful choices. Now, Saturn and Pluto are going to meet in a sextile for the third time, September 21st. Wow, that is powerful because that is right there at the fall equinox. So up until the fall equinox, there is some time here to really move out, clear out, let go of these beliefs and energies that you're done with, that you're really done with. And to see, as you clear it all out, what new opportunities, nudges, whispers, hints come into your awareness. I think on the other side of the fall equinox, I think we're going to feel really tired, actually, like September 22nd, 23rd, 24th, because there's going to be some big infusions of energy. And I think we're going to just need to take care of ourselves, relax, have some fun times, maybe meet up with friends for dinner. There's something soothing about that time. Up until then, though, really look at what you need to clear out and let go of. And know that the energies are supporting your empowerment, of claiming higher levels of empowerment. But it's going to take responsibility, maturity, discipline, and wisdom. Looking at the fact that, okay, I need to take responsibility for how I've been viewing money and how I've been using my financial power, or how I have not been using my financial power. It's a turning point. Now, the other date related to this theme is going to be the beginning of October, October 4th, when Saturn in Scorpio is going to be conjunct the North Node. This has a destiny component to it. It's meeting up with some opportunities and possibilities that are in alignment with your highest and best good, if you've been responsible about your own transformation. Saturn rewards effort and work and focus, and this energy will hook you up with more and that next phase of on your path. So know that there are changes and developments happening here that support any work you do. Again, I do feel that for many it is about looking at your belief systems and being brutally honest with yourself, getting past the ego messages. Perhaps, you've always said, well, I'm wonderful with money, I don't have any problems. And then there are those underlying fears that you don't want to look at. You got to look at those. That's just part of this time period, is seeing what those fears are. The fears are, they just need to be heard, and they need to be released. Again, you want to make sure, move that energy. Something that always reminds me about my own power is the fact that there is unlimited abundance on this planet. It's unlimited. It's not like you're capped out at $1 million of energy. It's not as if you have to limit yourself unless you choose that. Financial flow is unlimited because energy is unlimited. Money is energy. It is a tool for energy, but it is based on your energy. So that is what we are being shown right now, is how you use money, the energy of money, how you understand abundance, how you work with it, what you claim for yourself, how you are responsible and powerful with it. That's what this is all about. Again, it's global. Even though it can feel very personal, or that it's an individual experience, many people are moving through this energy. The other thing with money is that there can be shame attached to it, guilt, some of these other things that make it a very private issue. Probably don't go onto Twitter and Facebook and reveal your bank account or talk about all this stuff that's going on in your financial world, right? No, it's often quite private. When we're struggling with it on some level, we make it even more private, and that's, again, where we hold it in and we constrain ourselves. So look at that if you're doing that, and understand how many possibilities there are, and that we're opening up to them in beautiful ways. And I feel excited about all the ways our needs can be met, and how we can really thrive now. That's what's moving in here. That's the energy that's coming in to support us and to move it forward and to live from a place of security, calm, peace, comfort, joy, all of those beautiful qualities. So know that the money part of our lives is essential. It takes care of us. But it's imprinted with the energy you give it. Look at where you can apply more power to your financial experience. Look at where you can open up to more of your awesomeness, to more of your ways of creating financial flows, because we live in a world where there's unlimited financial flow and abundance. And that's where you want to live from. That's who you are. That's really what this is all about, is living from that place in a daily way. And it's a new experience for ourselves. It's a new way of being. But it's also the high vibrational experience, and it's exciting. So I hope you can feel that too. I hope you can feel the excitement of that and allow that to move you forward and to tap into the financial flows. And I'm seeing, so when I think of financial flows, I think of it as an energy stream that moves all around the globe all the time. And we just have to energetically tap into that flow, okay? So it's almost like, so from the top of your head, seeing a tunnel of energy go up and tap into those abundance streams that are moving all around the planet all the time, keeping that open and clear and moving and strong and allowing and receiving of what comes your way, of what opportunities show up, what ideas, what hints, what nudges. This is how abundance comes through, following that crazy idea or that thing that, you know, nobody else is doing, but maybe it'll work for you. That's what is happening right now. And I invite you to trust it, to know that you're so protected, you're so guided, you're going to be beautifully taken care of even when you can't see it. And that when you look back, you're going to see how this was a beautiful lesson and it gifted you with the opportunity to raise your vibration and to have a better experience. Yay! I'm just feeling so excited and so yummy about this. So I hope you are too. Thank you so much for tuning in. The show went longer. It went 45 minutes, and it was a joy to share all this with you. Let me know if I can help you through any of these one-on-one astrology sessions. And I hope you have time to tune in to the next live broadcast here on Conscious Cool Chic Radio. Thank you, my friends. It's a joy to be energetically connected with you. And I wish you the very best as your journey continues to unfold. Namaste. Take care.
For life, 'cause in this moment I just feel so alive, I wish that I could have this moment for life.